This is the three. At 3 on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Number one tally, the government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson gave notice for congressmen and women to get to the House floor in D.C. about 3 o'clock our time, so exactly 10 minutes ago. Lots of discussion expected, and the first vote is expected to happen at about dinner time. The margins razor thin. Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Midday News, excuse me, spoke to CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Matt Major Garrett.
So there's a 2-seat margin for the Republicans after the newest member of the House, Democrat from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, is sworn in, which will happen tomorrow. The margins are narrow. The President and the White House support this Senate compromise. There are probably 5 or 6 House Democrats who might cross over and vote for this, maybe 2 or 3 House Republicans that wander away. It appears right now is that enough votes will be there narrowly to pass it, but that's all you need is narrow passage, and it could get to the president's desk. So this could all be over midday Thursday at the latest.
So that was Major Garrett, Chief CBS News Washington correspondent, with us on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Coming up at 3:15, we'll speak to Scott McFarland. And Jessica Tai and Greg Matzik spoke to him just minutes ago on Wisconsin's Midday News. Multiple votes forecasted for today, and ABC News believes the first vote will likely happen and go through tonight. The funding package in front of them would bring SNAP benefits, paying for public workers, air traffic control through January 30th, includes 3 full-year spending bills for various areas like Veterans Affairs, the Department of Agriculture. The deal guarantees a future Senate vote. And they say they promise a vote on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, meaning it's only a promise with the outcome uncertain.
So, Julie, how many votes are going to take place today? Do we know that? We're saying the first of these votes are going to take place around 5 o'clock, around dinner time. But are there going to be 3 of these, 5 of these?
I would assume at least 2.
Okay.
Here we go. Now they're on the floor. They just swore in a Democratic congresswoman from Arizona. So she was not sworn in because of the government shutdown and that the House was not in session since September. The shutdown started October 1st. So I think there's going to be a lot of talking. A
lot going on.
And there's a lot. There's more than 400 congressmen and women there. So they're all going to want to speak probably before this vote. So little dog and pony show, and then we'll get to the vote. Then it will go through, and then it will go to the desk of the president. So likely tomorrow. But we'll talk more about that at 3:15. Number two, Adam Roberts.
That's right, Julia. I am in here, and I've got our second of the 3 at 3, and it's an anniversary for the 3 at 3, number two. 20 years ago today. Do you remember where you were 20 years ago today?
Okay, I was in my freshman year of college.
Ooh.
No, senior year.
I was working in Des Moines, Iowa as a sports reporter.
Very cool.
For the local NBC station.
Well, if you were a resident of Milwaukee's River West neighborhood 20 years ago, you were looking up at a line of power cables where a single-engine Piper PA-28 plane was hanging from its tail in a crash as pilot David Betts flew his plane into the power cables around 6:15 November 12th, 2005. We got a picture of it up right now. If you text WATCH, 855-616-1620.
Whoa.
That's what it looked like when this plane went nose first and was dangling just feet above the ground. All the news outlets were there. TMJ4 sent Jody Ambrose to the scene.
The small plane dove into a utility pole in the River West neighborhood. The plane dangled in the power lines for 2 hours. Until firefighters could rescue the pilot.
So Betts had attempted to land at Timmerman Airport that evening, but could not touch down due to a thunderstorm at the time. It was also reported later that Betts had been drinking before he took off, and he ultimately would serve 6 months in jail for OWI. Pioneer Press reported a few years later he had been arrested again with another OWI, one of 10 he had been charges he'd received as of 2010, and miraculously, guys, no one injured in that crash.
Oh my
gosh. So he keeps having these OWIs, and you keep your license?
Your pilot's license?
Apparently so.
What? Okay, text WATCH to 855-616-1620. WATCH to our Setting Limited Talk and Text line. 20-year anniversary of that. It looks completely vertical, like it would have...
Yeah.
It wasn't for those wires.
Just a few
wires.
Cables from it hitting face down, yeah.
Yeah, nose
down. Wow.
All right, number three, La Crosse hosted a very unique basketball event Monday night. The La Crosse Granny basketball team, it's made up of players of women at least 50 years old or older. They played against eighth grade girls at the Holman's Boys and Girls Club. So this is our partners at WISC. They caught up with Addie Jenke.
It's just really fun because it's something that we don't usually get to do. The rules, like, no jumping or running. I've been caught myself almost running and almost jumping. I'm like, oh, gotta fix that. Just, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were using rules from the 1920s. And guess what? The grannies won by 2 points.
Those eighth graders are going to remain anonymous for a long time.
Grannies were dressed up so fun with like little sailor outfits too. 3:15 on WTMJ. Debbie helps get you home next.